Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, A Tiny Whispering Sound.
The reading is from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. But the word of the Lord came to him. Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by. A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountain and crushing rocks before the Lord. The Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and stood at the entrance of the cave. A voice said to him, Elijah, why are you here? And he replied, I have been most zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, but the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. The word of the Lord. There are some great psalms of praise, but even in many of them, there are warrior themes and kings calling down the wrath of God on the enemy. There are common phrases of zeal for the house of God. We have it in our prayers, Almighty, all-powerful God, the church triumphant, the kingdom of heaven. And yet even in the book of Kings today, we discover something very different. God is not in the volcano. God is not in the earthquake. God is not in the fire. God is in the tiny whispering sound. God becomes a human in a cattle trough. God has very simple parents in Joseph and Mary. The man God Jesus has a preferential option for the poor and the downtrodden. God does not ignore the people of color, nor does God advocate for dictators. But what God does is whisper in the minds and hearts of every human being. If money is your preoccupation, if power is your addiction, if winning is the only right thing, then the outside noise drowns out the whisper. Pope Francis calls us not a kingdom, but a field hospital. We've all been asked to hide in a cave in recent times, but to come out carefully and gently so we don't end up shouting in one another's ears. But that is precisely what has been happening recently, and shame on us. We aren't dealing with one another gently unless we listen to God whispering gently to us as the Spirit, the advocate, the teacher, the comforter. Stand in the sunlight at the entrance to the cave, quietly and hopefully. Count your blessings. You will find they are many. Then, because of the rioting across America, figuratively, and perhaps in reality, put two comfortable chairs at 6 feet from the cave entrance and talk with your friends and neighbors. Then, after the friendly chit-chat, we, out of serious openness of the Spirit, can talk calmly and gently to the issue of systemic racism and not remain a silent, complicit member of the body of Christ. We can do this with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we must. Peace cannot happen without justice.